Welcome back. This is Captain Fred, Fifth Dimension Radio. This is May the 26th, I guess, 26th, 27th. It's all strange nowadays. But today we're going to have a memorial show. This is Memorial Weekend, but what we're memorializing are our lost freedoms. We're memorializing our lost fathers that fought with the intention of preserving our homeland. And now we are slaves to the bankers in our own home. Our children have no future without indebtedness or without service to military. Our homes have been put in jeopardy because the wages are slave wages, and children have no way of progressing without playing the game. If they play the game, one hand they're joining the military to get their benefits, which are college that they can't afford otherwise. But Mark Twain said that the duty must be practiced from an early age so that it removes the sting of its doing. And that's kind of what's happened to us. We practiced this from an early age. I've met a lot of people in Colorado. We're broadcasting now from the banks of the Arkansas River here in Colorado right now. And I want to do a shout out to the veterans that have survived these last, I guess, 100 years of tyranny, which have put them in harm's way and have sacrificed our fathers and our children. I'd like to send a shout out to Master Sergeant Tarek and Jesse in Alamosa. Thank you, sirs. I'd like to also shout out to Bree, a young lady that from Salida, Colorado, that got a degree in chemistry and now lives in a town where she grew up, that the developers have inflated the prices to the point she'll never be able to afford anything here. We're slaves in our own home. But today, I want to begin the same battle that we've been fighting a long time ago, and that's the battle about the issues of hemp and the issues of that this is a very important source of medication, a source for our veterans that come back to avoid super medication. They're using it to medicate their souls. They're using it to medicate some of their issues with their nervous system. And today I'd like to bring on again our friend Jim Strand with some Green Acres Hemp Farm in Alamosa, Colorado. And let's talk some more about what we're doing to help these veterans, to help these people that are sick, that can't afford the high price of pharmaceuticals, that don't have insurance, that are not being medicated properly. Jim, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Captain Fred?
Well, I tell you what, I've been struggling on how to approach this memorial show today, and my heart goes out to all the children, to all the fathers, the mothers, the people that have served and died for what is, in to most of us, is or people that listen to RBN is a deception of cause, because we've been trained to believe that these wars, these battles that we fight are for preserving our country, but they're more for preserving the large pharma, the large military-industrial complex's profitability. And that's what we're here today to, is to show people that there's other ways that they can live a normal life without the intrusion of big pharma or big corporations. And but anyway, you gave me a wonderful opportunity last week to babysit a hemp farm and to be honest, I'm just so overwhelmed by how wonderful these plants that you work with are, and you know, feeding them and taking care of them is just an amazing thing, and the understanding of of the difference between the sativa and the indica, and how the industry's beginning, I say the industry, how the farmers like you are beginning to sort out some of these different benefits for the different strains that they're experimenting now with in Colorado. I know that you're, I remember how many strains that we had there, but you've got, what'd you say, 27 different strains?
I think there's 22. I got 23 different strains now. So we did have some more come up after you left there.
So. Well, you know, you have been using the CBD for quite some time, and CBD. Could you explain to the listeners again? I know that a lot of listeners are very familiar with this topic, but a lot of new listeners don't understand exactly what a hemp farm does and what you're doing, because a lot of people think that what you're doing is just raising weed and you're selling it for recreation, and there's nothing further from the point than that.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're all okay. Kind of remote today, so.
Yeah, I've noticed I've got some bad signal up here myself today, so if I cut in and out, I apologize for that. But, we're actually doing, we're doing the CBD side, which is, people call it cannabinoid, but it is the non-psychoactive cousin plant of the marijuana. And it is so good for inflammation. We have helped so many people with high blood pressure, and it happens really quick. I know we've talked about this, but CBDs, we were talking the other day with you, and I've been doing CBDs daily for 3 years, and I haven't even had so much as a cold. I had a scientist actually at the booth this morning. He told me there is 89,000 cannabinoid receptors in our body, and like we have talked before, when you take CBD, it happens so fast, makes you feel good so fast, and just takes away inflammation like I'm talking, that you think it's a miracle, but it's not. It's just something our bodies have been deprived of for so many years, but like I told him, it's what a vitamin should do for us, and it doesn't. And he actually thought that was a good way to put it.
You know, I met a young lady who had been using CBD for quite some time, and she was she had told me that she really likes the clarity of mind that she gets when she uses CBD, and I've noticed the same thing myself. It seems to bring a certain clarity, and I'm not really sure what that comes from, whether it's a lot of people have said that that's because it's a neuro, relaxant. Maybe that's not the right word, but it seems like it almost helps the neural system communicate easier with different parts of your body. But you know, you've been experimenting with a combination of a lot of different strains, and I think that's kind of the direction of the industry right now. You said that the last time I talked to you that you've been using some of the CBD with an extra amount of THC in it because it helps the synergy you've told me several stories of some of the people that you've been helping with that. I know that the listeners are interested because everybody's suffering from different kinds of afflictions nowadays. And what can we expect to see happen if we start treating ourselves with CBD?
Well, the first thing you're going to notice right away is any inflammation in your body is going to go away. If you have getting up in the middle of the night, prostate problems, getting up five. I've had people up 10 times a night. Within the first week, taking one capsule a day, they are one time a night. She's 80 years old. Her levels when she goes to the doctors, when they take them, are all over the place. 3 weeks, completely normal. Levels are right where they should be. And she also told me when I was telling her about men and prostate problems and having to get up in the middle of the night, she said that that took it away from her as well. She's not getting up two or three times a night. So that's the first time I've actually talked with a lady that's told me that. And but I assume that, that would be the same with a guy or a girl. But that's what you'll start to notice first. And the bad thing about pain and getting into taking drugs for it that doctor prescribes is, you know, pain will just put you in a spiral and it doesn't put you in any good mood. I mean, you can't be happy. It's really crazy when you get into that spiral. But when you start doing the CBD, it like takes you out of that because your body starts getting back into a normal balance. So I think that has a lot to do, you know, with CBDs and what that'll do. But it's
everybody's favorite. I know that last week you had given me some CBD, and it was the refined black CBD that you had, and you know, I took that for about 3 or 4 days, and man, I felt like I shouldn't use the word, but I was my intestines were moving. I was having a lot of flatulence. I guess that's a better word than what I could say about it. But, you know, I took it for 3 or 4 days, and finally I said, man, I'm just going to have to quit taking this. And so I quit taking it, and I've been using the olive oil CBD. But since then, it seems like you're absolutely right. I'm sleeping all night long. Last night I slept 12 hours last night.
Wow.
I got up one time last night, and hey, you know, I'm not really sure if that's the sleep has, I think, come because my intestinal tract seems to be working better, and I'm not distressed by it anymore, or at least that's the way I feel right now.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful thing. Everybody's different in one way or another. It's definitely helping people, but definitely with stomach, sleeping, you know, inflammation, we're definitely knocking that out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, let me open up the phone lines here. The number here for RBN's call-in is 1-800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. If you'd like to call in and make a donation, you can call 1-800-724-2719. That's extension 3. But today, this is kind of a memorial show in a lot of ways, but the battles that we're fighting are still as important today as they are any day. But, you know, we want to try to start cracking this veil I think it's a bottleneck of information about CBD, and I'm not really sure if it's the industrial medical complex is trying to keep people from using this natural farm product. And let's be honest about it. This is a natural farm product. Jim, you're a farmer, and if anybody, I think people have the wrong idea of what a hemp farm is, and after spending last week down there on your place, it's just so natural, and what you do is so important. And people have this idea of this large industrial application, but it's not. Most of the hemp farmers that I've met in Colorado are all small farmers. There's very few really large ones. I know there are. How many farmers do you think there are in the San Luis Valley now that are growing hemp?
I think there was like 250 last year. I'm not sure how many we're going to have next year. I'm going to say that there are this year. But I know next year, like I said, talking about Adams State, they were getting all that hemp seed imported. So they're going to be getting all kinds of farmers to grow it next year in the valley. There's going to be a lot of it.
Now that's the industrial hemp, though, right?
Yeah, that's the industrial side for using the stalks for, you know, making things out of it, the fibers and all that. And but that's what that road, they'll be going down that road. Where we're doing both sides of it, but the CBD side of it is what's really working right now because, you know, there's really no processing for industrial hemp right now. 600 pounds of it over there that people, they want CBD. And then industrial hemp is good. The CBDs ain't just, they're not as high. I'm only up to about 5% in oil form, where you're tripling that number when you're coming to the CBD plant, you know.
Why do you think that is? Because industrial hemp gets processed late? I mean, most industrial hemp gets processed after the seed, doesn't it?
What's that now?
I said most of the industrial hemp is processed after it goes to seed, and wouldn't a lot of the CBD or the natural elements of the industrial hemp go to seed? Isn't it lost when it goes to seed?
Yeah, it does. Yep, it goes to seed, and most of the, you know, probably pretty much 40 to 60% of your crop's going to be males, and they just pollinate and die. So, but yeah, it is mostly for seed.
Man, that stuff's pretty tasty, too.
They are.
I mean, seriously, the seeds from the industrial hemp, when you pull it right off of the plant, it tastes like nuts. I mean, it's really a pretty neat product, I think. And most of the people that use hemp seed oil are confused about the hemp seed oil and CBD oil, and I'd like for you to take a minute to explain the difference if you can.
Yeah, when the seed, now there's, we've tested seed and we've made lotions with it, fatty acids in seed, and but get all your amino acids and your omegas, you need to get that from the plant itself. It's like I tell people, you eat the seed of a watermelon, but you get the benefits from eating the melon. So that's kind of the best way to put that.
What new products have you got going on right now? I know that you had the Limbo Lotion, which is a topical CBD lotion that's pretty effective. And you told me that you got some other products, too. Don't you have, like, a lip balm that you're using now?
Yep, we have a lip balm, and we're doing the infused olive oils. And we actually have the scrubbies that are made from real hemp. And
shoes, I think,
as well, made out of hemp. What's that?
Well, Tim, are we coming through all right? Because both of us are working remote today, and I'm not really sure. I'm breaking up a little bit from you, but... okay. Well, Tim says we're doing good, Jim, but... The lip balm, you gave a sample of that to Nurse Paula, and I've been using that stuff, and it's really, I really do like this stuff. It works really good. It has an interesting flavor to it, but it seems to help heal my lips a lot better than any of the chapsticks or anything else that I've used for my lips, and especially up here in the high Rockies, where the UV is strong. It seems like it almost has a natural UV barrier to it. Have you ever tested it for something like that as a natural sunscreen?
No, we have not. We just started on the lip balm a few months ago, so we're still, you know, we're getting it out there. A lady bought some today. We're up here at the market in Pagosa Springs, first day, and it smells kind of leafy, but like you said, we have not tested it for any UV protection or nothing, but it's something we are going to look into.
Well, I just know it works really great, and I certainly want to pick up a supply of that stuff before I leave, because I use a lot of that, especially down on the coast when I'm on the boat. And I think people all over could benefit by a product like that. I know that the big manufacturers, chapstick and everything, are probably not interested in seeing something work better. But I hear some music coming up on us. Jim, can you hold on a little bit longer? We'll be back. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Fred, Fifth Dimension Radio. Today we have Tim Strang on the radio from Green Acres Hemp Farm in Alamosa, Colorado. And we have Jerry from Chicago. Doing today?
I'm doing real good, and thank you for taking my call. And I'm glad it's Jim. I got your lotion, and here's the cool thing. I am working in a factory that deals with a lot of Portland cement and dust and stuff like that, and you know, after a day's work, your skin around your fingers, if you make a fist, you can almost crack it wide open. And I've been putting this stuff on where the other guys have been going to Walgreens and buying the crap lotions off the shelf and everything else like that and complaining about how dried up their hands are and their arms and any exposed skin, basically, your neck, your face. This dust gets everywhere. So I just wanted to compliment them on how well this stuff works. And within 5 minutes of putting it on, well, your hands feel great. So I just want to thank you for coming up with this product. And that's all I wanted to add. And God bless you both. And I'll be placing another order probably within the next 2-3 weeks, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate the feedback for sure.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I use the CBD infused olive oil a lot topically too, and you know I have psoriatic arthritis and psoriasis, and of course you know that because that's how I found you. And lots of times the infused CBD olive oil works just as well. I have continual cracks on my hands, and the lotion is, it's amazing how quickly the CBD really takes a lot of the pain away from me. I know that you're getting that kind of response all the time. You know, you're at the farmer's market, and I've seen your demonstrations. Why don't you tell the listeners how that works sometimes at the market?
Yeah, well, like I said, today's the first day of the market of the year, and oddly enough, we got set up by 9 o'clock, and we already had 4 or 5 customers from last year here waiting for us. They needed more product, and they might as well just kind of come up at first. But, we set up at our booth here, and we display everything we have. We have all our testing here in front of us for all our products that we do sell. I do that every couple months. I'll send in for testing, so it's not, we're not going too far without having testing and, getting too far out of date. But we have samples of the lotion. We will give some samples of the olive oil pills if people would like to try it. And because it's just, you can give them 7 pills for 7 days and they're going to be back, And I just want people to see what it'll do because, we've been misled for so long. It's hard for people to believe it. Whether they believe it or not, it's still in the back of their head because all this garbage has been shoved down our throat over the years. It's wonderful.
Is there a sample pack that you have for people, the listeners, if they're interested? Is there a sample pack that you can send out of lotion or?
I'll do that. We'll send out some samples. I don't have anything online. They would have to call me direct to get that. But they can find us on our website at greenacreshempfarm.com. That's all lowercase. But my number is on there. My wife's number is on there. If anyone wants a sample, wants to try it, we'd be more than happy to send that out to you.
I gotta remind the listeners too that this is a small batch farm. I mean, you're not producing gallons and barrels full of this material. It is limited in production. I think if anybody's interested in trying this, they need to not waste a lot of time. I believe that you do all you can just to produce what you do.
Yeah, and we make everything weekly. There's nothing lasts more than a week that we make and sell and ship out. So.
Well, hang on a second, Jim. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
There's a rift out in space, and it could be the door. But I'm not sure. If you go through the rift,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Among us, the fearful among us are setting the agenda. And what we are on RBN are trying to open the agenda to the realities of our existence. We today and this weekend have a memorial for those that fought for our country and have passed or died fighting for our country. What do they? What would they think now, today, when our children are not able to make enough money to have a home, or can't afford an education so that they can become what they want? We have to understand that we can't be fearful, and we can't let those that are afraid set the agenda. We have to have a brave new approach to all these things that have been condemned and outlawed by a tyrannical government. This thing, CBD, that we're talking about today has been outlawed for almost 80 years by a law that was passed in 1937 by a fearful government. A fearful government that basically were told that if they used any cannabis products, that their children would be turned into maniacs, that their white daughters would have sex with Negroes. We have to fight off these lies, the lies that have set a fearful agenda. Jim, you know, we've talked about the CBD, the THC. THC in Colorado right now is being marketed as a recreational drug. How do you feel about that? I know you don't grow recreational THC, do you?
No, yeah, it's. I'm not sure. I'm not too much into the THC side of things, so a lot of that I don't hear about. But
I'm sorry, Jim. I think I've lost you on this side. You still there?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah. There you are, clear.
Okay, there we go. All right, go ahead. What was that now?
Well, the question I had was that I know you don't farm hemp or cannabis for THC, but you do raise medical so that, you know, it has a combination of a lower amount of THC in it. You don't really believe, or at least you don't want to be involved so much in the recreational industry. And that industry has changed the face or the way people perceive cannabis, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the recreational thing's good. I mean, it's what the people want, you know. It's not what I think, but, you know, for some people, it's good to smoke it. They, you know, it helps them get their appetite back, sleeping and everything else. And some people like that psychoactive feeling, you know, and but not everybody. It's just like with CBDs, you know, it's not the same for one person as the next, you know, so...
No, definitely not. It's like anything else, you know. It has a different effect for everybody, but, you know, one thing that I've noticed in Colorado, it seems to me that there's a lot of rumor about how things have changed in Colorado since the legalization of recreational marijuana, and a lot of people believe that crime is up because of that, but... I had heard that through my son that who had a problem and was helped by the police and helped by the highway patrol, and in his conversations with the highway patrol, he said that because there's so much less issues with that particular violation with marijuana that they're devoting more time to violent crime, and that they basically don't have the time to really spend chasing nonviolent offenders anymore. They spend more of their time and money with violent crime, and you know it's a mystery to me why people can't realize that this illegality of it is causing more of an issue than it is the legality of it. And the misinformation that's being, the misinformation is coming from the media that is trying to bottleneck this information so that the pharmaceutical companies can extend their profits as long as possible while this is being legalized.
Yeah, and I tell you that the crime rate's not up because of recreational marijuana. If people are saying that, it's because of the people that are against it. The crime will always be there, and it will continue to go up as long as you have heroin, as long as people are doing meth, as long as the doctors are prescribing all these freaking pain medications. And, you know, we just had a doctor in Alamosa, a lady doctor, giving away high amounts of, I mean, just pain narcotics, just crazy amounts. She's actually got three people that have OD'd under her care, and they arrested her a couple weeks ago. And the things that are coming out that she was doing, I mean, that's just, it's crazy. But you know what? You're never going to get that from marijuana. Marijuana is not a drug that makes you want to, when you run out, you have to go, you ain't got no money, you got to go rob somebody, or you got to do this or that. But, you know, the pharmaceuticals that are right in there with the heroin and all the other bad drugs that are making the crime what it is today on that part, you know.
Well, you know, today being Memorial Day, how many of our children, how many of our fathers have been sacrificed so that the companies that are importing the heroin from Afghanistan could maximize their own profits and maximize the damage that they're doing to our culture for their own profits. It's just this. You know, people are beginning to waken up to what we're talking about right now, and the only thing that we can offer them is persistence in this presentation, and that's what I'm planning on doing, Jim, and you too. You are dedicated to this. I know that you just had the last 6 days of your vacation for the year. I know that. But,
I appreciate that.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is that this battle that we're fighting right now is a battle for consciousness, of a battle for our own existence, without the tyranny of a government that's enforcing what I call odious laws. Because any law that was perpetrated by lies to our government is an odious law. And as free humans, we need to understand these, and we need to follow God's natural law for sure. But anyway, that's kind of straying away from them. I'm doing a little sermonizing here on this. But I really, my intention today was to try to bust up some of the preconceived ideas about CBD and THC. I know that we do several shows of this every year, and the reason why is because we do have different listeners, and I know that a lot of people don't get to hear this information if they watch television or they listen to mainstream radio. But what do you think, Jim? Do you think that this whole thing is going to collapse on the pharmaceutical companies eventually? Because I know that they're talking about legalization of cannabis in Texas now.
Okay. Well, you know, it's such a good thing they know it is. Why can't they, just do what's really helping people? And, I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's the almighty cure. There still is. You still have to get some prescriptions from the doctor and you know, for certain ailments. But why wouldn't they want to get on the wagon with this when it's doing such good for people? When what they say they're doing that's hurting people is good. You know, does that make sense?
Well, the only sense it makes to me is that the pressure that people have with their jobs, I know that me personally, I was a boat captain, and when I had a problem like my psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, if I used THC or used any kind of cannabis product, then I couldn't have my job because I have to piss clean all the time, to use the kind of a common term on this, but that's one of the reasons why I'm a big proponent for this, is that it's something we need to change, and in the country that our fathers died for, you know, it's a shame that we're suffering this tyranny for something that's so good for humanity.
Yeah, and you know, they had a case here a couple years ago in Denver. The guy is paraplegic, and he goes home at night and smokes marijuana, but it helps him relax, and it relaxes his system and everything. And, you know, he goes to work the next day. He's not smoking at work or nothing, and they drug tested him, and they fired him because he tested positive for marijuana, and he actually took it to court here, and he lost. And I just don't really think that's right. The guy's got a hard enough time in his life. Why are you condemning him and firing him for something he's doing on his own time? And it's, you know, there's nothing that's going to affect him doing his daily duties for what he can do. So.
Well, Jim, you know, that brings us to this particular point, is that CBD... does, at least the CBD that you sell has so little THC in it that it will not test positive. And, you had told me before you've got truck drivers that are using it because it helps with the neuropathy in their feet while they're driving, and they're not having any problems.
No,
still there?
We actually had a trucking. Yep. We had a trucking company out of Texas who actually they took some of our product and had it all tested. And then they put a driver on it for like 6 weeks, and they sent him down for a test. He actually wasn't a driver; he was in the office because they didn't want to risk that. But he tested negative, And I actually sent a guy out in California, a friend of mine, did them olive oils. He did two a day, though, for 6 weeks. And I've got all the test results for that as well at our booth that shows that there's nothing in his system. And we send him down for a DOT drug test because they check for more than regular jobs, you know, that you go to. Works for the federal government. They're a little more heavy on the testing, what they test for.
Well, that's the point, is that we need to quit letting the fearful set the agenda for our country. We need to start thinking and being positive about the things that we know to be true, and that's the CBD. The THC is not as harmful, and I can't say that I really agree. I'm like you. My feeling about recreational marijuana is I'm mixed on that. But as far as medical and as far as the application for CBD, I can't see any reason why it isn't something you can pick up like you do, sell at the farmer market.
Yeah. I don't get it neither. You know. Now you know we did. I did have a company come to us. They're actually making tea and they're infusing their scientists. They've been working on this, two of them, for a while, and they infuse THC right now into tea, and it's doing such a great thing for people that are taking it and drinking their tea. He wants to get into the CBD side because he thinks it'll even be better result than it does for people. So they're gonna come out next week and sit down and have a little powwow. So we might just have a company we can distribute it to and be infusing iced tea with CBD.
Well, like I started out the show, I ran into a couple of veterans down in Jesse, and they're all, am I still online there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, you know, that's one of the things. I think the listeners are familiar with what happens when we broadcast like this. But the those two are using the CBD and the THC for mitigation of their PTSD. But those guys, you know, those guys are bitter that they thought they were fighting for our country. And when they come back, they're saying, we're not fighting for our country. We're fighting for the pharmaceutical companies, for the globalists, for the manufacturers of war machine. But we need to protect the rights of everybody, including our veterans, and to be able to do what we can do to live peacefully and productively in our lives. Anyway, if anybody likes what we're doing today at this show, we do need donations for Republic Broadcasting Network, and I've been told I need to do this a little bit during the show, and I'm glad to do that because I think it's necessary. The number for donations is 1-800-724-2719, and that's extension 3. If you feel like you like the programming here on Republic Broadcasting and you want to encourage and help us to do this every Saturday, then call them up and donate a few bucks to them and help us out. This is the memorial show for the Captain Fred Fifth Dimension Radio. And we have on board now Jim Strang of the Green Acres Hemp Farm in Alamosa. Jim, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, I'd like to say that you're going to be in Colorado at the Pagosa Springs Farmer Market every weekend now until through the end of the summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, up through September we'll be here Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then we'll be down in South Fork at the Visitor Center on Thursdays and Fridays. And Fridays, we'll also be up in Creed. So it'll be South Fork, Visitor Center Friday, Creed Friday, and Thursday is the Visitor Center in South Fork as well.
I know that a lot of people are going to be taking vacations. this summer and come into Colorado, and I would like to say that there is no more beautiful place in this world than in southern Colorado this time of the year. And if you do happen to find yourself wandering around here and partaking of the wonderful hot springs, do look for Jim and Lisa at the farmer's market. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang on, Jim.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back to the Captain Fred Memorial Weekend Show. The bitterness of the service to the military from some of the Veterans Day is because of the illusion that they were fighting for our country, and yet they come back home and they realize that they were fighting for this illegal regime. But with that, I'd like to welcome on board Fred in Iowa, one of our favorite listeners. Fred, bring us on home for this, can you?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
You're loud and clear, Fred. It's good to hear you again.
I don't listen much on Saturday because, you know, I'm kind of busy, but I'm going to really be intent on your show from here on. I agree with everything you've been saying, especially about the war and all this. But I want to give you a website, and a website for the listeners. Now, Fred, this may sound like it's irrelevant to the subject you're on today, but it, believe me, it most certainly is. And it only takes you 27 minutes. But here is the name of the website. It's, you know, on Ask Ted or YouTube. Here it is. The Future of Race in America.
The future of what?
The future of race. R-A-C-E in America. You got that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's a dash out. It's by Michelle Alexander. And it's about the war on drugs. But believe me, Fred, it's related. And I won't take up any more time, but I'm really going to be on your show or are listening from here on. Okay, Fred, I'm not going to take up any more time, but the future of race in America.
Well, you know, Fred, that's interesting that you would bring that up, because a few weeks ago I did a show on the wild bred humanity, and I believe that as a species, we're being domesticated by this kind of social engineering. I mean, if you look at some of the early studies of Darwin, I mean, before Darwin got nailed down to his evolution theory, he was doing a lot of study on domestication and domestication of species, and what he said too, that with a domesticated species, there were increased variety of colors. And isn't that what's happening? I mean, the future of race is that we still have these races, but there's a new race that's being created out of this. I'm not really sure what to believe anymore, but I don't know. Maybe that's wandering a little. I haven't seen your website that you referred to, but this is going to wind it up for us here for another week. This is Captain Fred. Jim Strang, GreenAcresHempFarm.com has been online. Thanks, Jim.
Thank
you. We'll
talk
to you again soon, brother. So till next week, this is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network, the Fifth Dimension Radio. Y'all stay safe, and we'll talk to you then.
They go floating back in.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.